We're continuing our journey through davening. It's very exciting to see that we're all on this journey together. People are davening in ways that they never davened before. And there's a richness to the tefillah. The tefillah is our way of communicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesillas Yesharim says something amazing in Perek Yud Tes. He says, a person when he comes to daven is oymed mamish levnei abor yisbarach shemo v'nosev v'nosenimo. He's having a conversation, a back and forth with him. V'tira she'en eno shaladim ro'eu. You technically don't see Hashem when you're doing this. V'tira kizeo yoser kasha. It's hard to get a good picture of this because it's invisible. The senses don't help when you're davening in front of Hashem. You don't see Hashem. Hashem has no physical appearance. Whoever is a straight head, with a little bit of concentration, v'sima slav, and paying attention well, yuchol likboa belibo amitas hadavar, he could really understand the truth. Echu ba v'noisiv v'noisin mamish imo yizbarach. He's mamish talking to Hashem. It's real. Lefanov hu mischanein, he's supplicating in front of him. Me'ito mevakesh, he's requesting from him. V'hu yizbarach shmo mazin lo. And Hashem is listening. Makshiv lidvarov. Just like a friend pays attention to another friend. This is a conversation. But I have one basic question, and this is something that bothers me a lot, and this is what we'd like to discuss a little bit, which is that every conversation has two sides. I say one thing, the other party says something else. I respond, he responds. There's a dialogue. Where is the dialogue with Hashem? It says in the Mesillas Yesharim, he's no save and no sin. No, we're not. We keep speaking and speaking and speaking, and we're not having a conversation back. You know who had a conversation? The one who was Mesakin Shachris, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu comes to save Sodom. And he says, Hashem, let's go for 50 tzaddikim. And Hashem says, I'm with you. 40, 30, right? 20, 10. We fold to 10. There's a conversation, there's a dialogue between Avraham and Hashem. That's a conversation. But how do we have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where does he talk back to us? So here we come to making this more of a relationship. We have to understand how Hashem communicates to us. And the answer is that Hashem talks to us through life. He doesn't speak to us while we're davening. He speaks to us right after we daven. There's a way of davening, of seeing your life as a result of your prayer, of your tefillas. A person goes in, he asks Hashem for something, and then the rest of the day unfolds. And that day somehow is a response to my davening. This is the Yaris Dvash, Rav Yonas and Ibeshitz, from the Gedolei Olam. This is what he says. In Chelek Aleph Peches, Boduk Umenuse im Yispalal Adam Shachris v'Kriyashma b'Kavana. It's tested and proven that if someone daven Shachris and Kriyashma b'Kavana, Shebo Bayom Yiske L'Dvar Mitzvah, that day he'll get an impressive mitzvah v'Yatzliach b'Asakov. He'll have a good day in business. V'Av Shalasha Yachshav She'eno. He might think at the time I didn't see it. Yimotze shechein hu. He'll see that it really happened. Ve'ein tzarech lomer sheyatzliach bo bayom b'Torah. And forget it, you're learning. U'mitzvah gorer es mitzvah. Ve'chein lehefech. Oy li al shivri. Woe is me. Be'eish she'eini mispalel b'kavana kara. You ever see the tumim? Okay, if you look at the tumim, you'll get dizzy just from seeing how long each tickle is of Rav Yonas and Ibeshitz. He says, woe is me on the days that I wasn't mechavein. Kol hayom ein shmuasi batoira mikuvenes v'kroyim albish. I'm all mixed up on those days in my learning. V'lehepech, and the opposite. Im ezach LaHashem mekirois levavi, if I have a good davening that day. L'choineini dea, for Hashem to grant me knowledge. Ki daloisi ad ma'oid, I'm such a poor person. Afhu yirachem alai, lahar eni mizarasu. He'll even take someone as poor as me and make me intelligent. V'lachem, am navon v'chacham, wise nation. Al tomru, don't say, and this is what every bacher thinks, and it doesn't get better at my age. I'm still thinking this. Don't think this. Don't say this. That your friend is better than you because he's smarter than you. Lo chein hu, it's not true. Sheker nachlosam, false. Rak mitzeis Hashem hu kasher noichel tuva v'chasda gadol berov tefila v'tachanunim. It's all about davening. Success is all about davening. Nothing will give you a straight head in Torah. Except for a prayer, a tefillah with a tear. Hashem answers you. What's the setup over here? The setup is, and this, listen to this because this is very important. The day relates to the davening. We tend to like think, you know, there's a chola, so we daven for a chola, and eventually, hopefully, they'll have a refuah shlema. There's a shidduch issue, eventually, this person will get a shidduch. No. The way it works is shachris has a cause and effect with my day. Mincha has a cause and effect with my day. Mariv has a cause and effect. It's something that's there. Hashem is talking back to me the rest of the day. I'm having a conversation with him. And when someone looks at davening like this, you understand what David HaMelech meant. Ani tefillah. I'm in a perpetual state of davening. I'm asking and seeing. I'm asking and seeing. There was a maisa with a bacher last week after the shmooze. So he's practicing. So he davened that he should be able to stay in Shacharis. He davened that he should be able to stay in Shacharis. It's hard for him. He likes to leave in the middle of Chazar to Shach. It's not easy. It's a long davening. But he davened that he should be able to. He gets into Shul. He tells me this story. He gets into the Beis Medrash over here. And the person who usually does Pesukei D'Zimra is not around. He has Pesukei D'Zimra. Okay. Then he's getting Shacharis. Right? This has been the best Shacharis that he's ever had. He gets there on time. He's there the whole time. He's leading the pack. And he said to me that Hashem answered my tefillah. That's the conversation. What a crime. If this story happens and the person that it happened to goes, oh wow, this was a great davening today. Hello. You talked to Hashem. He spoke back. Not that it's great that it worked out. You had a conversation with Hashem, and Hashem answered you. He gave you a kiss. We have communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a relationship of noisei v'noisein imoy, of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more detailed we get with Hashem, the more we see our life as a cause and effect to our davening. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishle, in Gimel Vav, on the Pasuk, B'chol d'rachei odeyu, v'da, ki yesh anoshim sheineim el Hashem b'maisei godol. There are people who think about Hashem for big things in their life. Kimoim yivakshu lifrash b'yam l'schayra, they want to invest in a big stock. O latzeis b'shayara, or they're going somewhere dangerous. U'b'maisei katan lo yaskiris Hashem mipnei shapol kal b'eineim. But for kleinikite, little things in their life, they don't mention it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? First of all, they don't even care sometimes if it works. Some things are so small, you don't even care so much how they go. The Pasuk says you have to know Hashem in all of your ways, big or small. Every action is shaykh to Hashem. A person has to mention Hashem in all of his actions. Kim yitzlach hamaisa biyado v'ulo zachar ba'as Hashem v'lo nasa enav ba'al Hashem, hinei katzer b'chok avoda. if the person didn't turn to Hashem for these various seemingly trivial things in his life, he's missing the avoda of the davening. What's the avoda? We explained many times already. The Maharal, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mabit, everybody, Kemat, everybody, Rubam Kikulam, hold that the avoda of tefillah is seeing Hashem is in my life. And the more I ask him, I give a chabura right before I say, Hashem, let this chabura go well. I have a conversation, I'm nervous, chavrusa issues, I'm worried I'm going to offend somebody. Hashem, let this go smoothly. Cause and effect, tefillah and response. This is something that takes people to a different madrega. And I was embarrassed this week also. Another embarrassing story that happened to me, which is that something crazy happened right before Maariv. Sometimes these crazy things, I'm on the phone and dealing with, there's a whole balagan, and they always pick me to deal with this, even though I'm not capable of solving the problem. Getting such a headache, spinning around, and I go into Maariv, and it wasn't the best Maariv, because I'm still spinning around about this one did this, and that one did that, and he should have, she should have, oy vey, right? Nobody told me about this when I started this job. They just told me I get to speak publicly, wear a tie. They didn't tell me the other things. But Al Kolpanim, I was saying to one of the Bachrim after Maariv, you know, I really couldn't have a good Maariv. Because this happened. And he looks at me, Bitzmimas. He's a boy who knows how to daven. I've seen him daven, he knows how to daven. He says, I don't understand what Rebbe's saying. Well, I'm the Rebbe, you're supposed to understand. So I said it again. Rebbe, I don't get it. That thing that happened out there, why don't you just talk to Hashem about it? He's right. Lemaisi, he's right. We don't see a hemshech. We see, oh, now it's time for Maariv. A second ago, Hashem was presenting me with an opportunity of what Maariv's supposed to be about. And instead, it ended up taking away my Maariv. There's a whole development of life, of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of speaking to Him. And we always get answered. Always. We always get answered. Sometimes the answer is, not yet. Not yet. Right? You always need the opportune time for something. I was privy to a private inyan with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, with a certain gvir, who has to deal with a major, major multi-million dollar deal for a couple years, trying to sell certain property. And he asked Rav Chaim, for the past 2 years, should I lower the price? All the realty people are saying, lower the price, lower the price. You're going way too high over here. You're way too ambitious. Rav Chaim every time says, no, don't lower the price. 1 year, 2 years, the property's not sold. Finally, the next time he had an opportunity with Rav Chaim, pushed and pushed. And Rav Mun, who was Rav Chaim's right-hand man, started pushing. You know, Rebbe, what's going on over here? They want to lower the price. So Rav Chaim said the following thing. Interesting things happen in the chatzar of Rav Chaim. This is a fresh maisa. He says, chaval for them to lose the money by lowering the price. In Shamayim, it's not time to sell this property. This is what he said. Okay? Now, by us, kiviyachol, this is a good mashal for what's going on. There's things, there's opportune times. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes says, not yet. It's not that we didn't get a response in the day. It's that it's not time. Sometimes the answer is no. No. The answer is no. There's a Reb Drori, an amazing man, who was somebody who volunteered to stay by the bed of cancer patients' children so that the parents could go to sleep at night. They're there the whole day in the hospital. He was by six yitzias neshamas of children. Rachmana Litzlan. He said the following amazing maisa. He said he was once sitting by the bedside of a child. And the child said, I know I'm dying. He knows he's dying. He says, how exactly do you know that? This kid hasn't been in such a good situation for months. He says, I know I'm dying. You know why? Because my parents, whenever I ask them for something, usually, sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they say no. Says they're only saying yes to me right now. Everything I ask them, they just say yes, 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 yes. I know that's it. when there's a relationship, when there's a life, there are things sometimes that we ask for, and the answer is no, because that's not good for us. Keep davening. Keep davening. Don't stop. Don't get discouraged. But sometimes Hashem is answering, and the answer is no. And I had it this week with one of my kids. One of my kids, we told her that she has to exercise, right? A half hour a day. Think it's very good for her. Fine. Now, Lamaisa, she's had it with this exercise. It's been way too long. We did incentives. We're into incentives also for the exercise. This, ad kan, she's done. Now, she tried her mother, and her mother, Zolzain Gizant, she doesn't budge. But usually what happens is, now we try Abba. Right? I am the pushover over here. So she comes over to me, and she's ready. She's already celebrating. And she says, Abba, I don't like this exercise anymore. I'm done, right? I said, no. Abba? You Abba? ask me for chocolate, for pizza, for a trip to Europe, maybe. I told her, but you're making a mistake. You can ask me this a million times. I know that it's good for you to exercise. I will never say yes to something that's not good for you. No! And keep asking me, because I have no motivation to say yes to something that's not good for you. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to get discouraged when we daven. We keep davening. Hashem is careful. We have to be careful also how to daven. We can't ask for things like a specific girl, al pi halacha, to marry. We're supposed to ask always, kol mishalos libenu letova, whatever will be good for us. We have to daven, but we have to also know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interest in mind. And nothing's hefker. And sometimes the answer is yes, and you didn't see it. Where is that? A lot of times in life. How perceptive do we need to know that we're really on track and we really had ourselves answered? Says Reb Tzadok, it's amazing shtickle in Pre Tzadok, Vayera Oishei. He says, Avram Avinu, Davin, this is the serious davening, right? Avram was misakin Shachris. He was the one who was misakin Shachris. You'd think his tefillahs would be effective. Avraham davened for Sodom, and it wasn't successful. Says Reb Tzadok, no, it's not true. Let's look what happened. Says Reb Tzadok, Hatfila harishayna shispal Avram Avinu hayal Sodom. The first davening that Avram Avinu had was on Sodom. V'afshe yada Hashem yisbarach shol yifal b'tfilaso. Nothing was doing. So where did this tefillah go? Mikol makom ho'ila tefillaso. Listen to this tremendous chiddush from Reb Tzadok. His tefillah did work. Because who did it save? Says Reb Tzadok. The pasuk says that Lot was saved because Hashem remembered Avraham. So what was this remembering Avraham and saving Lot? So he says the tefillah was piled to save Lot. Who came out of light? Who came out of light? Says Reb Tzadok. David HaMelech. Melech HaMashiach came out of this. Right? Amon and Moav, Rusa Moaviah, Nama Amonis, Shlomo HaMelech came out of this. All of Jewish history came out of a tefillah that seems like the answer was no. There couldn't have been a greater yes, but it went in a different direction. We don't always understand where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking our tefillahs. And even though we're looking for these answers, there's something that's not related to looking. It's something called iyun tefillah. And this is considered a bad thing. There's something called iyun tefillah. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Dalid, says, Amarav Amram, Amarav, Shalosh Averis, Eina Dem Nitzelmen B'chol Yom. One is Hir Her Avera, the other is iyun tefillah and Lashon Hara. What's iyun tefillah? Iyun tefillah, people think, is seeing if you were answered. Seeing if you were answered. Well, then we should just close up shop because we've been saying that that you should look in your life for what's going on. Says Rashi, says the Rashbam. No, that's not what iyun tefillah is. Iyun tefillah is thinking that you deserve to be answered and demanding it because that's where you think you are. You have demands for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You believe you should be answered. That's something that's bad. But a person who connects his tefillah who connects his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connects his day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tachlis of davening. That's the whole tachlis. That's the davening b'sachanunim that's intended. And fakert, when you daven, you're never satisfied. If you get a baby answer, you get a little answer, you say to Hashem, Hashem, that's not enough. I want more. I want more. And we talked about this. We talked about the Tfilas Ani. Reb Tzadok says another Chiddush, another amazing Chiddush. He says that somebody who comes in front of Hashem and asks for something and gets a little response, right? He asks to become the Gadol Hador. And he gets shot in one Rashi. So he got answered. He didn't have shot in that Rashi before. He's like, ah, thank you, Hashem. That's enough. He says, Hashem will stop the show. That's it. You wanted that? You're happy? We're done. He says, Hashem loves poor people. So if you decide that you're happy with the answer Hashem gave you, so you're not poor anymore. You're smiling. He says, when it comes to davening, kol echad mi Yisrael, shechaser lever ezedavar, tzidkas atzadik osreid shid gimel. Kol echad mi Yisrael, shechaser lezedavar mevakish gamba afloga. Hayapoyo bevadai, rak shehu merutza acherkach bekol shehu. He asked for so much, and he's okay with so little. He's got to push and say, I need this, Hashem. I can't survive without this. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps seeing you asking and not being satisfied. Not being satisfied. I know you answered me, but I need more. You can even put that in. Hashem, thank you very much for the answer, but it's just not going to cut it. I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I want to read Reb Kiva Eger's without help. I want to read Reb Chaim Brisker's and have kashas on them. I want to be Miyashiv the Chazon Ish's kashas on Reb Chaim. That's what I want. I'm really happy that I can read a Rashi. And I know that a year ago I couldn't do that. But you know what, Hashem? Thank you, but I want more. Hashem loves that. Because you're mimed yourself as an ani, a tefillas ani in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's the yisod of the tefillah of Atniel ben Kenaz. The Yavitz in Tzmura, on Daf Tes Zayin. What did he daven for? He davened for everything. He asked, Im Baruch Tivarcheini, Verbisis Gvuli, you give me friends, Talmidim, don't let me ever forget my Torah, everything you would ever want. That's what Atniel ben Kenaz davened for. And then he says, Lebilti Atzbi, if you don't give this to me, I will die! Well, calm down. You asked for a lot. Says Reb Tzadok, he knew how to daven. Okay? He knew how to daven. Now, I wouldn't recommend feeling like this all day. But during davening, you send it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Ritzinus. And he answers. There's a dialogue. There's a connection. And there's a total difference between what we call expectations, which is Iyun Tefillah, and optimism. A person, when he davens, has to be optimistic. He has to be optimistic. Now, if you start this avodah of including your day in your davening, you're going to be very optimistic. You know why? You're going to see how many times Hashem really answers your tefillahs all the time. And you're going to feel very, very confident. But a person has to be optimistic in his davening. He has to be optimistic. And the Ramban, people sometimes misquote this Ramban. The Ramban learns this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, to be optimistic in davening. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah to daven every day. Says the Ramban, we've mentioned it before, asking Hashem for things is a chesed that Hashem offers us. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, if you're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah of davening, you know what it's going to be? You know what it's going to be? It's going to be that when someone's in terrible, dire straits, a terrible tzara, then they should daven. This is the way the Ramban's quoted by people, and it doesn't make sense, Lafi, his question. He just said that davening's a chesed, that when you're in trouble, you go, Hashem, help! He says, you know when it's a mitzvah deraisa to daven? Not every day, but when you're in real trouble. How do you answer the question? The answer is people have to read the Ramban inside. The Ramban says that there's a mitzvah of davening in an eis tzara. It's a mitzvah of emunah, says the Ramban. Shehi mitzvah leis tzaras. When you hit a brick wall, you think you can't maneuver, you can't get out of this situation. Shinam in shehu yizbarach v'yisalas shomei tefillah. You have to believe that Hashem hears you. V'hu amatzil min hatzaras b'tefillah v'zaka. Hashem can get you out of this situation. Says the Ramban, in a regular day, you don't have a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. The mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah is to feel so incredibly stuck in a situation and be an optimist and believe that Hashem can answer your tefillah. That's why it's an eis tzara. You're confronted with something which I can't get out of. And you say, I can get out of this. The Chazon Ish said, there's no such thing as statistics by a yid. Right? Doctors go 60%, 30%, 20%, 40%. Hagam, look around, you'll see by a yid, statistics never work. It's always, we hear, it's against the statistics. They went against the odds, right? Chazon Ish says everything's 50-50 with Hashem. It's either he's going to say yes, or he's going to say no. There's no statistics. No matter what a person confronts, a person is in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like he can't make it out. And I had a strange machshava, because I was in a strange situation. Oh, my family, we Baruch Hashem, we have a nice family. We're close siblings. They rented out one of these laser tag places. It was good for Haredim, very clean, fine. We went, it was one of these Ben Azmanims recently. And they have also these virtual reality video games. Now, I haven't played a video game in 23 years. And I wasn't planning on it. But I have an older brother who's a character, and he says, Dov, you gotta try this. I'm like, no. Dov, come on, I'll pay for it. You gotta try this. I'm like, is it clean? It's totally, take a Shvu d'oraisa. Like, I don't know, you gotta try it. All right, I was sold, I'm ready to go. Put these things on. Okay, I'm going. Okay, I don't know if I should be telling you this. All right, going, doing this thing. Suddenly, I see this fellow the size of Og Melech HaBashan. Okay? He's got horns. He looks like an ox. And he's not out of his thing, his jail. Then they open up his jail. And I close my eyes. And I'm like, wow. Then I'm like, you shaita. This is a video game. I couldn't leave my eyes open. I could not leave my eyes open. It was unbelievable. They've really advanced since Nintendo, Rabosa. Like, what is going on? I mean, it's like a whole room. This is gewaldic. But you know what it is? All of Olam Hazeh is that way. Why do you close your eyes when you start a Shmona Esrei? Because the world is a virtual reality, Rabosa. It looks, everything looks scary. All it is Bayri Olam saying yes or no. That's all it is. Every situation, we're wearing goggles. Every single situation is no difference. I pushed it and don't even feel bad. There's no difference between wearing goggles and freaking out or seeing some bull guys right in the room. There's no difference because it's all an achizas einayim. It's all a trick. It's all an issue of bari eilam, just saying yes or no. And there's nothing. The Kuzari says, why is it that we start Shmona Esrei first with Birchas Avos, which he explains is to explain our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're attached through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But then he asks, what about Gvuros? We're talking about Mechayim Mesim, making the dead come alive. I mean, it's important. Hashkafa, it's from the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But why are we mentioning this over here? Says the Kuzri in Maimer Shlishi, Aleph Lamed. He says, no! When a person comes into Shmona Esrei, there can't be, you'll excuse me for saying this, a dead issue. Hashem revives the dead. Nothing is dead, right? The only way you could give up hope is something's dead, right? All of a sudden you find out Hashem revives the dead. You start with the ultimate optimism. There's no greater achievement. Hashem is somech noflin. He picks people up who are falling. He's rofei cholim. He takes people who all statistics were against them. Against all odds. And he's merapeh them. And it's all an achizas einayim. It's all an achizas einayim. Every day, the Nefesh HaChaim says, every second, Hashem recreates the world. You know that? Every second, Hashem is recreating the world. It doesn't look like a strobe light. You know, right? It's invisible. You can't see it. But every single second, Hashem is recreating the world. every single second since the beginning of Maisa Bereishis. Right? It's Merumas in Birchas Kriyashma. Hamachadish Bituva B'chol Yom Tamid. Right? Hashem recreates the world every second. So now, if somebody's with a gang in Harlem and they're surrounding him, guess what? Every second Hashem is creating that situation, you can just turn it off. Turn it off! Turn off the game! Ding! It's over. Every single second, we look at the world like it's attacking us. Every single second, Borei Olam is keeping it going, can turn it on, can turn it off. And perhaps this is pshat, what we say over here. We talk about optimism in Birchas Kriyashma. We say, Kel Chai V'Kayam, Zmiris Yomeru, Oysa Chadoshos, Baal Milchamos, Zoreat Stokos, Matzmiach Yeshuas, Barifuas. Hashem controls wars. He controls righteousness. He controls salvation. He controls healing people. How do we know this? Hamachadish Betuva B'chol Yom Tamid Masav Reishis. Every second he's infusing Bria with new Chiyus. Everything is in his control at every second with such ease. And this is who we're being misbal from, too. This is who we're asking. We can expect answers. We can expect it. Not because we deserve it, but because we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says, that the Masil Sharm brings. The Tana Dvei Eliyahu says that every person should be besimcha atzuma because they're davening to someone who ain Elokim kamosa. There is no God like him. Why does it use the word Elokim? Why does it use the word Elokim? Because it's not just that you're happy to daven by Hashem who's so big. Elokim means the power. And when you come into davening, you could be so optimistic, so happy, because you're davening to someone who's controlling everything, not only controlling it, empowering it, and turning it on and off at every second. This is who we're having a dialogue with. This is our Borei Olam. And the more a person lets his whole life unfold as answers to tefillas and reasons to daven, answering and reasons to daven, answerings and reasons to daven, it all opens up. And they start seeing one after another responses and connections with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be zeicha to be mispalel in the way of a true conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of our tefillas should be answered.